In 2017, an object was discovered passing through the solar system that showed a trajectory that indicated that it was not from this solar system. Instead, it had originated from another star system entirely and had been ejected into interstellar space only to come across us. This object was, of course, Oumuamua, which ranks as one of the stranger objects we've ever seen in space. Interstellar objects have been a hot topic ever since, and now it seems like we have another one passing through. This new object is known as C2019Q4, or Comet Borisov, after its discoverer, amateur astronomer and telescope maker Gennady Borisov. The circumstances of this discovery are actually a little bit spooky. Borisov discovered the object at the end of August using a custom-built telescope. Consulting the databases, he found that it was an undiscovered object, and assuming it was a near-Earth object, he calculated that it might actually be a really dangerous one, as in possibly heading for us. It was quickly found that this was not the case, it's far from Earth, and that the object was on a hyperbolic trajectory that was interstellar in nature. What's particularly interesting about this object is that it's clearly a comet. Borisov could see the coma very clearly, and importantly, he caught the object early while it was on its way into the solar system. Oumuamua wasn't spotted until after it had already passed Earth. This means that much more data can be collected over a longer period of time with Comet Borisov as it passes through. In fact, it won't make its closest approach to the Sun until December, though even then it won't be that close and won't come anywhere near Earth. Rather, its closest pass to the Sun will be between the orbits of Mercury and the asteroid belt. But that's plenty close to study it with Earth-based instruments. And given that it's outgassing seemingly normally for a comet, we should be able to collect data on its composition and how that might be different from solar system comets. It would be interesting indeed if there were differences, because that would yield clues about exocomets in general and the conditions of its formation. Early indicators are that its surface isn't very different. Researchers using the Gran Telescopio Canarias link below have already taken spectra of the comet and determined that it's remarkably similar to a solar system comet. That in itself is interesting. If the composition ends up being similar overall, including organic compounds and water, then that bodes well for astrobiology. Unfortunately, we may never know where this comet originated. While it's coming from the direction of the constellation Cassiopeia, it's unlikely that we'll ever know for sure what star system the object originated in. It may well have been bouncing around, passing near star systems and undergoing constant changes in course for millions of years. Observations of Comet Borisov could conceivably last more than a year, since we know it's coming and where it's headed. The obvious question here is, can we intercept it? It turns out that the velocity of this object is faster than Oumuamua. Researchers at the Initiative for Interstellar Studies determined that we might have been able to do it if we knew about the object well ahead of time, far earlier than when it was discovered, and then launched a Falcon Heavy carrying a 2-ton spacecraft back in July, at least a month before it was even discovered. With future launch systems, such as the SLS, this will get a bit easier for future objects, though that will depend heavily on the circumstances. But there are two interesting aspects here. The first is that C2019Q4 already appears to be different from Oumuamua. Borisov is clearly a comet with a forming tail and coma. With that being the case, then we've been calculating comet orbits since the days of Edmund Halley 3 centuries ago, and we've yet to see an interstellar comet. Why are we just seeing one now? And why was Oumuamua different? It barely outgassed at all, just enough to nudge it and add some acceleration, but no coma or tail was seen. What are the differences between the two objects? Will Comet Borisov turn out to be a weak comet due to some process that degrades such objects in the interstellar medium? Hopefully scientists will soon be able to answer some of these questions. And since we're now seemingly regularly spotting interstellar objects passing through, something that was not unexpected since our own solar system regularly tosses material out of the Oort cloud and into interstellar space, we seem likely to see many more such objects pass through as new instrumentation comes online, such as the Large Synoptic Survey Telescope. It seems that we are set to be able to sample all sorts of material from all over the galaxy from the comfort of Earth, and someday, perhaps sooner rather than later, we might be able to directly visit one with a probe. One can only dream of what we're going to find out about material from the other star systems of the Milky Way at large. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, and for more on this interstellar comet, head over to Event Horizon, where I spoke to new scientist, space and physics reporter Leah Crane. Link below, and be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channels for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.